Who are you people? How did you get in here?
I live here. My name's Tom Quackenbush. I write fantasy novels. Mostly.
I also live here. I am Amber Hawk. I am currently redecorating the apartment.
Well, I don't live here. I just kind of wandered in. And I'm Daniel Evans, and I used to make art sometimes.
Now you sexually include.
Yes.
He just wandered in and ate all our pizza.
Yeah.
It's good pizza.
It's okay pizza.
It's true.
Fine, we'll make better pizza. More pizza.
I think I like this one slightly better than the last ones you've made.
Okay.
Because I let it rise longer.
Okay.
Oh, so I guess that's who we are. Huh.
We're pizza!
We're people who enjoy pizza. We're going to change the name of our podcast. Which is currently Q's in a Pod.
Pews in a Cod?
Pews in a Cod!
Peas in a pizza.
That's terrible. Don't put peas on pizza.
Pizza in a Zod.
Pizza in a Zod.
Yes, kneel before pizza in a Zod.
Yes. So, people have died.
Yeah.
What people have died, Amber?
David Bowie and Alan Rickman. Is that his name?
What?
Yes.
Tesla and Snape.
Tesla?
He
was Tesla.
Yeah. Aw, and what?
The Prestige.
Really?
Which also starred...
I'll have to watch that.
Now that you think about it, isn't he the perfect Tesla?
He is, but I didn't, notice it, I guess, when I watched it.
He was too good for this
he
world.
He was too good being Tesla. Just like Tesla.
Although, not in love with a dove.
It's a shame.
What?
Doves are beautiful. They shoot laser beams from their eyeballs.
Tesla was in love with a dove?
We've had this discussion before.
Yeah, I think the internet knows this.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a white pigeon. But pigeons are just doves.
Yeah.
They're in the same species.
Yeah.
Have you heard that the internet, by which I mean Tumblr, is, I'm putting quotation marks here, people, pulling receipts on David Bowie because Lori Mattix, when she was 14, says she lost her virginity to him. And she's not unhappy about this. She's thrilled.
I also read that article, or one of those articles. Yeah.
Yeah, and it sort of boils down for me, well, you say this happened, but you say you've banged pretty much every 70s musician there is. I'm not slut-shaming, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, it is an interesting discussion, and it is, as is always the case, it's important not to blow it off just because it's an uncomfortable thing. But it is also very different from Roman Polanski and the other. She could not legally have provided consent in that case, and that's still a bad thing technically, but you know.
So, pulling receipts?
That's apparently what they call it when they're like, oh! You are now bad, so we're going to explain every bad thing you thought, said, or did.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, that is an interesting concept, because in the other direction, it's often the case that horrible people, once they die, you're not supposed to say anything bad about them.
Right.
You shouldn't say anything bad about anyone after. Well, I mean, after their death, I wouldn't say anything.
I don't
at least
subscribe
not
to that necessarily.
At least not directly to their family.
I don't like the whole your mourning is wrong because he banged a groupie.
That's true.
Well, that is the thing. It is. You can't tell people how they feel is wrong necessarily. Yes, it might, it might be important to point out the abuses that are conducted by privileged classes, which is essentially what that is. Because David Bowie would be able to get away with that being a rich, powerful white man. Someone else might not be able to.
Right.
Joe on the street would go to jail.
I don't have tweens all up in my junk.
Right. And that is an important discussion to have. I don't think in his case that if that's all he did, I don't think that that's necessarily, it's not the same as the Bill Cosby thing where it's a pattern of horrifying abuse. Now, if that comes out, I'll change my mind.
Yeah.
But,
as far as I know, that's not the case. I read what she wrote or an article about it that came out in November, and we're recording this in January. And it boiled down to, I saw him once and I really wanted him, but I wasn't ready. And we hung out, and then I saw him again, And this time, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck him this time. And she definitely makes herself seem like the pursuer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, again, is like a very different point from the other cases. Roman Polanski's case and Bill Cosby's case, they were definitely predatory in that case. And, yeah. And again, like, the main problem with this on Bowie's end is that she would not have legally been capable of giving consent, even if that was, you know, her intention. But
although I did hear the argument, which I don't support, it's like, well, she was 14, which is practically 15, which is legal in England. Now, it didn't happen in England, did it?
No. Yeah. No. But, yeah, that's...
The other question is, like, let's say, so they're being mean to him or whatever. Mean to him, I don't know. Yeah. Because of this. That happened in the 70s. You know, right, like, that... at one point, if he did it once in the 70s, are we okay with... Not okay with it, but, you know, like, he's a completely different person when he died than then.
And there were some... I want to say The Who. I don't know, there's some popular band, I'm going to have to look it up, I'll link it in the show notes, where one of the members found a 15-year-old and pretty much kidnapped her for several years. Weird. And just had sex with her. He's like, you can't ever leave, because if you leave, I'm going to get way arrested.
Man.
So that shows awareness of her age and how wrong this act is, whereas David Bowie, you know, rest his soul, because he can't say anything now, he is dead. He could be like, well, you know, the bird came up to me in this club. I say bird because he's British. and how am I to know that they didn't card her? I'm sure they carded her. I have plausible deniability.
Although I don't think that argument would work.
No,
again, if
not.
You weren't rich, which is why I think like the actual issue it brings up is less what David Bowie did specifically and more what our society, ultimately meaning us, what we allow the privileged classes to get away with. Because that if there is a problem here, that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm. But it could also, like, how you're saying people say not to say bad things about the dead, partially because they can't defend themselves.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, like if Henry Kissinger bites it tomorrow, like, I'm not going to not say any of the horrible things that I would like to say about him.
That is true.
Because he's a horrible human being and purvey of war crimes and all that. So it probably matters what happened to them, what kind of person they were. But I also don't think that, you know, I don't think that there's any real good point to, like, protecting people from pointing out the reality of what they did.
True.
Just because they died. And if, in a way, I can also see, like, if somebody who's been powerful dies, and then that's, like a reason, or that, you know, hasn't been getting talked about a lot because they've been retired for a couple of months or whatever, it makes sense to bring up, you know, things, especially if it's like, oh, Mother Teresa, she was so great, and then, you know, like, you're here like, wait, but she was horrible, and advocated for poverty and refused to let people get treatment for horrible, painful diseases and let them die in pain while taking their money.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to not say something about that if you happen to know those facts or, you know.
Yeah, so, and I feel, I mean, Bowie's never put himself out there as like a saint. He was just a very popular rock musician who, you know, innovated and changed himself frequently.
Yeah,
remained relevant for multiple decades.
Yes. There is the other kind of popular idea, or not popular idea, but the concept that your favorite is problematic is a known thing now, because it is very likely, being human beings, that anybody you like, especially in the spotlight, has done something horrible in their lives or something problematic.
And I'm willing to just acknowledge people in, like, their domain. Like, David Bowie's a great rock musician.
Yeah.
I don't really care how he was in his personal life.
I mean, again, like, if it were something like, I care about the Bill Cosby thing because I feel like there are great, there are definitely categories of what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, we still love Ender's Game, the book, even though, I love the book.
Yeah.
I enjoy the book, too, and I even do not enjoy Orson Scott Card.
Exactly.
No, and that is another, like, we have kind of discussed that idea before about, like, what you're... Where you can draw the line between liking what the artist produces versus, you know, the artists themselves, and I'm sure ultimately it's just a personal question of like what you personally can tolerate.
Yeah, and I mean, having opinions that I find abhorrent are different than Orson Scott Card raping 7 10-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at which point I'm not going to say that I enjoyed Ender's Game. At this point I'm like, he's a horrible homophobe and he should read his own book.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, similar. That's kind of my feeling. There are certain things that no matter how much I might have liked it before, once I find out this about the person that produced it, I just can't. Like, yeah. Woody Allen is kind of in that category. I was never a huge fan of his to begin with, but knowing, you know, the allegations, though unproven, are enough for me to be...
What allegations?
He raped his daughter while she was very young. And
who's Woody Allen?
We've seen some movies. He's a very nebbish filmmaker. He pretty much always plays the same role.
Yeah.
And then we saw one movie where the Woody Allen role was played by Will Ferrell. And I'm like, no, that's the Woody Allen role.
Was that his most recent one?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like he's also kind of fallen out of relevance.
And I feel like you're not missing too much if you just are like, I don't want to watch, you know.
Well, in a way, much like Kevin Smith, you can kind of watch one of his movies and have a pretty good idea about what kind of things he's going to produce.
Yeah. And Kevin Smith, as far as I know, hasn't raped any children. Yes. As far as I know. He might have kept silent about it.
Yeah, no, he's might be a little bit of a dick, but that's about the extent of his sins so far that we're aware of.
So
I can segue if you need.
I don't know. Do we have more to talk about? Did people Alan Rickman's dead too?
Yeah. Shame.
Yeah. He really didn't even get famous till like he was 46.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't say he got famous either, but maybe. Yeah.
No, I mean, he did. He was an established character actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, but was successful, maybe not famous.
I guess I mean that, like, he probably wouldn't play a lead and pull a show all on his own.
Well, he wouldn't
though
be
maybe he did,
he
and
wouldn't
I don't
be
know.
Cast that way, I think.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's not a romantic lead, but you need the character actors. I guess he got his big start in a stage play of Dangerous Liaisons, and they're like, that's great, we should make that into a movie. Everybody, you all should be in the movie, except for you, Alan Rickman. We're going to replace you with John Malkovich.
Aww. Oh, wow.
Because he clearly can play an evil creeper.
To be fair, John Malkovich is also pretty cool.
He is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive as of this recording. You may have cursed John Malkovich.
Malkovich.
Good job, Edward.
I like that movie. It was hilarious.
It's a good movie.
That was definitely a case of I did not expect it to be good based on the premise. But yeah.
We're talking about being John Malkovich, by the way.
I'm sure they could tell from you.
Not if they didn't know what I was quoting.
It's true.
Or if they knew that was a movie.
Fine.
It's true.
I didn't know John Malkovich was a person.
The world we live in.
Speaking of disagreeable creators, isn't Star Wars so much better without George Lucas?
100%. And my favorite thing about it is that it's now like... Like, there's really no barrier anymore to shitting on George Lucas, especially because a lot of the stuff that he probably would have tried to hide is coming out, videotaped meetings of him in the creative process of making the first three movies, saying just the shit, you know, the craziest stuff.
Yeah. I read some article where they were trying to get his input on the name of an evil character for one of the video games, and he said Darth Icky or Darth Insanius. The entire table is like, do we laugh? Is he making a joke? And he wasn't.
No. No, yeah, the Force Unleashed, which the first game was apparently pretty good, but yeah, he didn't like anything about it, and I think they named the main character Starkiller, which may or may not have been Han Solo's original name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. But, and to be fair, with that response, depending on how it was, he could have been like, stop annoying me. Here are some names.
Yeah,
well, I don't think
but
so.
But maybe
though,
not.
Because I've definitely seen some early things that he came up with, and
yeah,
it's like, what is wrong with you?
I like Star Icky. That sounds fun. Or
Darth Icky.
Like that.
Darth Icky for, like, a little boy Darth Vader.
Yes. Yeah, like for the Christmas special or the Saturday morning cartoon.
Speaking of which, have you seen the Calvin and Hobbes of Kylo Ren, Ben?
I've seen
there
a few
of them.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, with all the mutilated snowmen.
Yes.
Yes.
I love Calvin.
I mostly just love that his tantrum is like the meme. It's so good.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's the best part. Or one of the best parts.
What do you think of the movie overall? I know you say 100% better.
Yeah, like, I'm still mad at JJ for fucking up Star Trek. I don't think I will be able to forgive him for that. But it's very clear that he actually cares about this subject matter. So I'm glad that he, you know, was able to murder Star Trek to make his way onto where he wanted to be.
Yeah, I think he's much better suited for an action-adventure movie.
Yes, which, that doesn't have to care about physics. And,
right.
You know.
Star Trek is more cerebral. And that's not an insult to Star Wars.
Well,
they're just very different universes.
Yes, Star Wars was never, like, the science in Star Wars was never a thing. It was always, you know, blasters. What the fuck is that even supposed to be?
And when you try to put science into Star Wars, you get midichlorians.
Yes.
Yep.
And everyone hates that.
Yep. Because it's dumb.
It's
so dumb.
It's space magic.
I remember what apparently a company made a comic book that's based on George Lucas's original draft of what Star Wars was supposed to be.
That must be insane.
Complete with, you know, the weird Gilman.
Does it include
Han Solo?
Jar Jar Binks being the best of the
best?
No,
because it's the
original.
Yeah, like the original.
Oh, so Jar Jar Binks
movie
didn't exist yet?
No.
Yeah, it might even be before it was supposed to be a trilogy. I'm not sure, because I just saw a couple panels of it on a Reddit thread that linked to it.
So this is back in the day.
It's from his original screenplay, apparently.
I did see or hear something, and it definitely had, like, Luke Skywalker making out with Leia and then, like, clearly riding off into the sunset, and it's like, yeah, no. That's not okay.
Oh, but it'll be so hot because they're, like, you know, related. Yeah.
But they didn't know they were related.
That's true. And really,
you can,
like,
only fault people for kissing their sister if they know who their sister is.
Well,
have a sister.
Yeah. No, and
I don't think I've kissed my sister anytime recently.
I don't think
at least
so,
I'm sure when I was little I did.
Yeah, with
Step sister.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do like licking people. I definitely bit her.
It's like kissing, except there's a winner.
It's always me.
So, I guess, spoiler alert, guys. So,
oh, yeah.
Probably previous, like, spoiler alert for the beginning of this podcast. People
right
are dead. Also, we watch movies.
I don't think you can spoil that someone is dead in the real world.
No.
You can spoil fictional things. I don't accept, like, spoiler alert, there are wars.
Right, spoiler alert, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Spoiler alert, there was a genocide in Rwanda.
Yes.
That was a spoiler, Daniel.
It was, but also spoiler alert, Snape did it as a what's the word I'm looking for?
Dumbledore wanted him to.
As a gift to his friend.
That's
and then
to stop
Voldemort
Draco for being evil.
Kills Snape.
Spoiler alert, reality killed Snape.
Yeah.
Cancer,
God
damn
it. Tom. Cancer killed Snape. That's some hard magic right there.
Apparently he dated the same woman for like 40 years or something, and they didn't get married until like 2012.
Alan Rickman.
And it was in secret, and they didn't even announce it until like a week ago or something.
Oh. So marriage does kill.
Wow.
Apparently, as you are about to find out. That's how it works.
So, again, spoiler for Star Wars, The Force
right
Awakens.
Yes.
So, Rey is Is Rey a Skywalker? Is she a Kenobi?
She's...
Or is she hopefully unrelated to anyone so we can have a new protagonist and it's not this entire vast universe and an itty-bitty yeah. family that's important?
No, but that's what it will be because story structures are, you know, so mired in dynastic, I don't know,
could be themes. Kenobi.
Could be a Solo.
Well, there could be all... Well, I guess theirs is pretty important. I'm like, there could always be small subplots that you don't see that other people are having adventures too.
It would be a really nice twist if she ended up not being related to Luke, but, I mean, my immediate thought was that, oh, she must be, you know, their daughter, like...
I bet she's Luke clone? And Leia's.
Mm.
Well,
probably not.
Yeah, I'm sure George Lucas somewhere is like, oh, that would have been a good idea.
She's so force sensitive.
Yeah, but no, I mean, because she or even
Luke
looks...
and Obi-Wan caught Kenobi's.
Oh well, since apparently the way that Luke came about, or the way that Anakin came about in the first place, was the Emperor and his apprentice like mind raping the universe to make. A force, like, you know, Antichrist, and then getting a force Christ instead.
Yep.
You know, maybe Luke and Kenobi's, like, you know, force ghost just forced really hard at the universe, and we're like, I want to try this too.
Oh, I midichlorined all over your face. Yeah. This is so embarrassing. Let me get a towel.
Now, I will, I mean, I'm pretty sure that whoever the actress that plays Rey is, like, I'm pretty sure that she was chosen because she looks a lot like Mark Hamill. Like, there's a lot of resemblance there.
And you see her put on the flight helmet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, she's clearly meant to be.
It's a flight helmet, and she has a little homemade doll of a little guy in a flight suit.
Yeah, yeah, like... Even if she doesn't end up being, you know, his daughter, like, she's clearly filling that role to a degree that's, you know, it's the eternal recurrence of nothing else. It's like, oh, you'll keep seeing this played out in the same way generation after generation. Because...
Well, that is the Star Wars ring theory.
Yes.
Just keeps repeating.
I had a psychology professor. I feel like psychology should be in scare quotes right there, because she was teaching a psychology class, but... She believed such things as, if you get molested and you don't deal with the trauma of it, your child will be molested so you can help process. And if they don't deal with being molested, their children will be molested. Which was like the biggest victim blaming I ever heard. It's like, your son got raped because you didn't go into therapy.
Right, the universe is structured in such a way that your trauma will arbitrarily be visited upon your offspring.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like taking...
Maybe if it's actually like a mental issue you have that you don't help your child deal with that you could have helped them deal with.
I think that's being too generous
like outside influences.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even worse than like even the basic idea of abusers or the abused become abusers. Like even that's been shown to be completely false.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's taking that and then adding another step to it of like... I know. Let's add some like horrifying metaphysics to this.
Yeah, like abusers don't necessarily or abuse victims don't end up being abusers, but I'm sure there are some extent that abuse victims end up keeping being abuse victims. Depending.
Yeah,
like entering back into relationships that are abusive. Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, you're not visiting rape upon your child by not dealing with your own rape.
True.
Yeah.
Although, you know, if you're an abuse victim and you choose someone who is abusive and you stay abused,
they might
and then you have
children.
A child with them, then your child might also be abused.
But it's, again, not metaphysical. It's it's not God trying to teach you a lesson via rape.
Fine.
Oh.
That's how God teaches me all of my lessons.
If God were real, that would be, you know, entirely in his wheelhouse, or at least there are documented cases.
Because God is the demiurge. Someone else created the universe, and he just rules over it with an iron fist.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that's Gnostics. Like the next. Yeah.
Silly Gnostics. That sounded cool.
Yeah, the demiurge just is not the actual creator. He's just... an extremely powerful being.
Yeah.
That kept humankind as slaves. So, and that's why he was so pissed when they got the Tree of Knowledge.
Gnostics?
Gnostics.
Yeah.
So not like agnostics, like a different thing?
There's like...
The opposite.
Yeah, the root word is...
Yeah, gnostic same. Is like no. Like
yes,
the, yeah.
Knowledge. Agnostic is I
don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
They're a cool Christian sect that you should look up, listeners.
Oh, yeah. No, they're way more fun. Like, yeah, that's also where all the cool books with all the cool shit come from.
All the cool books with all the cool shit.
Yeah, all the cool stuff they cut out.
Like... Everybody poops a Gnostic man.
Christ.
Speaking of books, I recently read Stardust by Neil Gaiman. The movie's way better.
One of those books.
That happens.
It's not that bad. It's just, so I feel like, yeah, the movie's better than the book. And I feel like to some extent that he must have read Howl's Moving Castle, which is better than the movie. Maybe it just seeped in accidentally, because it has like the same poem and it's tries to have similar structural points, but just doesn't do it as well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Neil Gaiman was friends with Diana Wynne Jones.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know, like, they were friends, but, like, she wasn't acknowledged in the back, where he acknowledges other writers who
did
fantasy stories. So that's why I'm like, maybe it wasn't intentional, maybe they just have to know the same poetry.
I don't know.
I just don't know the timeline.
Since
Stardust is not new.
You guys should just call them up and be like, hey guys...
Diana Wynne Jones is dead, Daniel.
I'll break out the Ouija board. Did cancer kill her? Was she 69?
Cancer, yeah. Don't think she was 69.
No, okay. No, but your friend Neil, you can just...
Yeah, Neil!
Know, just ring him up.
Neil, how's it going? My feeling, having not read the book but having seen the movie, is I think he might have been, like, entrenched in, like, Diana Wynne Jones. Like, maybe he read a lot of it and he didn't understand.
Yeah.
It's like how a fish doesn't know what water is.
It could also be that, like... I don't know. Some of it's just that there are things that happen in the movie that happen in the book that wouldn't have made a good movie even a little bit. But I really like the movie. So anyways, enough bashing on Stardust, the book.
All right. I thought that was going to be a Bowie tie-in.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I got distracted.
It's all right.
I mean, they both have labyrinths.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man. Like, even, like, on the Magic the Gathering subreddit, there was a lot of, like, farewell Goblin King, like, card altars posted.
Aw, that's cute.
Pretty cute. Someone had a really awesome Maze of Ith, like, altar. That was Bowie holding the little sphere and then, like the Maze of Ith art in the center.
Cool.
I'm really jealous of that one. Yeah, I have a Maze of Ith, but it's not that cool.
What's up?
I was just thinking, like, Bowie made such an impact on music, and we're back on Bowie for some reason.
Yeah.
And sort of on culture, and I don't necessarily see musicians now who are going to stand that test of time.
I mean,
there are very talented musicians.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I think
Tom, my husband.
STP was not really being played much prior to Scott Weiland's death.
I don't know, it's still on the radio.
And he definitely did not reinvent himself as much or as successfully as David Bowie.
True.
Yeah, I mean, Bowie definitely falls in the category of, like, I'm not actually a huge fan of his music. Like, I like it and I appreciate it, but I would very rarely, like, I probably would never listen to it on purpose. But I very much appreciate all the bands that I do listen to on purpose that we would not have without, you know, Bowie's influence and the things that he did.
That many musicians that have changed drastically over time. Like, Taylor Swift did change from country to rock or pop, but she was kind of country pop in the first place.
Okay.
Bjork.
She's pretty cool. I like Taylor Swift.
I guess Bjork hasn't actually... Never mind. Bjork's the opposite. She hasn't...
She's just in Bjork.
She's just so out of it.
You shouldn't listen to poets. They lie to you. I opened up the back of the TV and it is like a little city and the little people climb around it.
What's their faces?
Hmm?
Afrikaans.
Oh, D'Antwoord.
Yeah. They supposedly had previous bands.
They definitely changed a lot, but I guess what it is, like, I don't know if it'd be, it's kind of like with, you know, science in general, like, mm-hmm. all the easy stuff, all the easy world-destroying stuff has been figured out. Like, we know the Earth is not the center of the universe. You know, we figured out a lot of that stuff, and it's going to be hard to have that kind of impact again, because, you know, that's kind of, music has gotten exponentially complex since, you know, since he was making music at the beginning.
True.
So it'll be very hard to have, similar to how, like, we don't have a limited number of avenues for content anymore, so that makes it harder by definition to actually, like, change everything, because there's...
So it'll be more stuck in styles as opposed to new things.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, easy to model.
You really know, occasionally one style will be popular and another style will be popular.
This is my... This would be the beginning of, like, one of those self-empowerment manuals. But I know that, like, in the early 1900s, they wanted to shut down the patent office because they figured that everything had been discovered. They couldn't envision what else would be discovered. So yeah. I'm going to hope that there will be new music.
Oh, yeah. No, true. There's I know they've actually done a couple of mathematical models on you know, melodies and all the potential ones. Because I remember having that thought in the early 90s of, like, oh, well, rap is clearly done because I just keep hearing the same, you know, backbeats and everything. But no, there turns out there's essentially infinite variations to be had there. And really, if anything, it's probably just going to be progressing much faster because, again, you have so many more avenues working, or there's so many more variables.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, content, the mainstream content distribution models are still kind of trying to, you know, do what they do without really harnessing the change, which is why it's, if anything, you know, artificially being slowed and not...
You know, there have been some advancements that have just been bad, like auto-tune.
Yes, that is terrible.
Yes and no. I think it's a good sign that the auto-tune is not good enough that you don't know it's on.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's annoying, like, it is... I've heard things that were auto-tuned that weren't terrible. Like, when it's used as an interesting effect. It's similar to special effects in general. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
As long as it's not trying to carry the entire, you know, thing, whatever it is, it's not that bad.
Like,
it's
sometimes... Just... Like, I agree with you. Occasionally, like, a little bit of auto-tune can be good. But... It has made much more terrible things than it's made good things.
Yeah.
Well,
which is true of everything.
I was thinking, like, again, back in the day, before social media, you know, back before easy recording, we lost a lot of artists, and we have no idea. Like, before music was written down, or, like, you know, during big fires, we probably lost a lot of music and art and books that we will never recover. So there might have been amazing music, but... they were banging on rocks or something.
Yeah.
Whereas now we have a great deal of noise. Like, there could be amazing artists out there, but it's like, I want to find this fish in the ocean, and I don't know how. So the great artist, you hope that they're going to float to the top. This is not good for the fish analogy. Yeah, I think that it's a lot of noise, and you just have... Someone who is powerful has to notice, or... Usually you're not going to see anything, and usually it's like, I have power and you have nice tits, I'm going to make you famous. Oh, you can sing, that's a nice addition.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to find a fish, Tom, if you don't know how to find a fish in the ocean, watch Finding Nemo.
So you ask the whale
and the seagulls.
Apparently there was a French book that almost definitely was stolen by Pixar to make Finding Nemo, but Pixar was much more powerful, and so that person got shut down. But their book was published years before, and their book was only made because they sent out scripts to all sorts of studios. It's like, this would make a good animated feature, and they heard nothing back, so they're like, I'll just make a children's book, I'll show you. And then Finding Nemo came out, and what was bad for this book, which I will link in the show notes, is... bookstores that stocked it are like, no, this is clearly a ripoff of Finding Nemo. I'm not going to put it on the shelves. Yeah. Whereas it came out before Finding Nemo. But it has the clownfish. It has a surgeon fish. It has a lot of similar plot points. You know, a dead parent.
That happens a lot. I mean,
I haven't... There is that? I have Kimba the Lion, which I haven't watched.
Oh, right.
Which is basically the Japanese anime version of The Lion King, which also came out first.
Yeah, drastically predates The Lion King.
The Lion King is also Hamlet.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, but it's lions.
And Kimba is also clearly him. But, yeah. But yeah, like it's clear, like Disney does not fuck around when it comes to destroying the original to keep its own place, which is why Mickey Mouse is not public domain yet.
Patrick Wellburn was the voice of Kronk in Emperor's New Groove, I think. And at one point, he's sneaking, like his character sneaking around a wall and just humming some random thing. And so it just said, like, hum random thing. So Patrick Wellburton hummed this thing, and before he's out of the studio, they're like, you have to sign over all rights to that composition you just created. He's like, where I just hummed? Yes! So he had to sign away that, saying that he would never try to use that song that it was owned by Disney.
Wow.
Where
he's
going, do, 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 do.
Wow.
Yeah. So yes, yeah. Disney will break your knees.
Wow. How is Mickey Mouse not...
Because whenever Mickey Mouse is in danger of going public domain, they lobby Congress and get the rules changed.
Wow.
To extend copyright indefinitely.
I could see them doing it, like, because they've changed Mickey's image so often, but it would still be too close.
Yeah.
Let you copyright the new version.
But what's ironic is again... Star Wars is a perfect example of why it's a good idea not to leave creative control necessarily in one person's hand.
True.
Star Wars got way better the second you took it away from George Lucas.
Yeah, I agree.
In a way, I guess... we're kind of getting back to you know, the debate about art and money and and rights. Because, again, clearly the art gets better when it can be freed up from just one person's creative control. But mm-hmm. at the same time, if you're the person that created that, it's understandable that you'd want to have creative control. Although, I guess, you know, so Star Wars is, he's still alive, so fine, I guess. But in a way, like, I'm perfectly fine with a lot of, like, in Japan and manga, for instance, like, it's very common to see, you know, they're not bootleg necessarily, but just, you know, comic books based on characters that are licensed by somebody else but have nothing to do with their storyline. It's all things of like, oh, I want this to happen, so
yeah.
I'm gonna make the characters do this.
Like, how do you become a licensed artist in that? Like, I know I follow someone on Tumblr, or when I use Tumblr, who was a licensed, like, she could make licensed art of Disney characters, even though she, like, just do them in pen and marker or whatever. Like, I wonder... process? Do you pay them a lot of money? Pass a test?
You pay them a lot of money and have to
file a style guide.
Yeah, and sign away all of your rights to anything you make. And
she still has rights of what she makes. Like, they print T-shirts and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. It's licensed, though, so she probably pays a very hefty chunk of anything she makes on anything.
Maybe
to Disney. And yeah, like, I'm sure that they also use it as, like, a prestige tool, so, you know, don't do what they like and they'll take it away from you.
Have you ever heard the story about Harlan Ellison, who got hired by Disney and fired the same day? I think he got fired by lunch.
Yeah, as I say, that's just straight up plausible.
So, yeah, I don't know why they hired him in the first place, except maybe the prestige factor.
Yeah.
But over lunch, he was talking about, like, oh, if he had... the ability, he would make adult versions of the characters. And in the lunchroom, we were like, you know, I'd have Pluto going down on Minnie, and like, behind him, the boss went, ahem! They cleared his desk out immediately. They kicked him out.
We should do Disney porn.
Yes.
And again, that's the funny thing, though, is they're missing out on a massive amount of revenues by having never licensed that.
But... at the same time, like, unless they did it somehow, like, a lot of parents would not be happy. Like, they're like, you can't watch that.
But
there's porn of it.
Yeah, well, but there's porn
that's
of it anyways.
Sanctioned by Disney.
Yeah. But Disney owns, you know, Disney also owns MGM, so... Or, well, actually, they own just about everything now, but, you know, they produce R-rated material.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be, though.
But
Who Framed Roger Rabbit an excellent example of...
I am shocked that got made because of
I'm
the
shocked you
issues.
Can still buy it.
It gets into a branding thing. Like, even if they own everything, they don't want to mess up their Disney brand by putting out a Disney porn.
I guess, but that...
those princesses are just so voluptuous. Ah, yeah. So sexy. I did want to say one thing about Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Disney. Is I'm shocked that at one part you can see the tar baby from Song of the South, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And you just see it, and I'm like, how? Who let that happen? How can Disney let there be the tar baby?
Well, I think that was before they were actively... because, again, that was like before the internet was a huge thing and before they were, you know, as embarrassed of it. Because, like, the scrubbing didn't start until a little while after.
What's a tar baby?
Well, literally, it's a baby made of tar.
Yeah.
But it is from a very racist movie, Song of the South, which is where Zippity-Doo-Dah comes from.
Oh.
But the narrator, the main... I haven't actually seen it. The main character of it is a very jovial slave.
Yeah, okay.
And how good Antebellum South is.
There's a wealth. Like, those are definitely difficult to watch. I don't remember... I was watching a podcast or something, and before the stream started, they were showing, like, just old cartoons, and there would be like, oh, look, there's 1950 Superman. Wow, the animation style is really good. Oh, it's a super racist Bugs Bunny. Oh, it's a super racist Mickey Mouse.
I grew up, I really watched the super racist Bugs Bunny and such. Like, I remember him calling people Japs and Nips, and I'm like, and now I'm like, Bugs Bunny, what were you doing? Go back into being in drag.
Yeah.
This is offensive to me.
Right.
Drag is offensive to people too, Tom.
No, he's trans. It's okay.
He's gender fluid.
He's gender absolutely gender fluid.
Yeah. Well, some people are mad at Final Fantasy VII because of the cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, but I could see that being fair. But that's a recognition of they're very different. Like, they're not concerned about that as much in Japan. Clearly, it's still a joke. And of course, yes, like they have a lot of other issues.
Yeah.
On that issue, Birdo? Do you know the character Birdo from the Mario series?
Yeah.
In the Japanese manual, it's like, he thinks he's a woman, but he's really a guy or something like that.
Aww.
And in the American one, it's like, you know how Mario has Peach and Luigi has Daisy, I think?
Huh.
And Yoshi has Birdo.
Oh.
And in Japan, they're very much like, Yoshi doesn't care. Yoshi likes whatever. In America, it's like, Birdo is a girl.
Aww.
Look at those eyelashes. Obviously, Birdo is a girl.
And it has a bow. The pink one?
The pink one.
Okay.
That is a boy dinosaur.
Aww.
That spits out eggs because...
From Mario 2.
But is Yoshi a boy too?
Yoshi's a boy.
Okay.
Yoshi lays eggs, but Yoshi is a boy.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. They're dinosaurs. Eggs.
Yoshi does eat eggs. So,
Birdo's. Does Yoshi eat Birdo's eggs?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think Yoshi cares.
I think they just pass that egg back and forth, back and forth.
I was just having a thought. It's probably not a good thought. But, like, let's say there is better or psychological testing and things back when there were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what, like, you know how you can do, take quizzes or whatever about people's happiness level. Like, they make, like, they say, you know, if you make over this amount of money, your happiness level, like, plateaus.
Right.
I wonder what the happiness level would be. Like, there can't have been, like... Obviously, not all of them were dissatisfied, or at least not openly. No, I know, like, it's bad, but I'm just curious about that.
A different way to think about that is exactly like the relationship of, you know, wage-earning people in modern society.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
The majority of people are perfectly fine as long as they have, you know, as long as they're provided for, as long as they get food, as long as they get water, as long as they have a place to stay and are reasonably safe. Like, they're not going to understand why anyone else is upset.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's an extension of
life.
We're optimized to be social, and we adapt very easily to our circumstances, even if they're not ideal. So, yes, it's another case of that
Yeah. I'm going to recommend against you creating media of happy slaves, though.
Yes. No, I agree. I'm just curious.
But I'm sure in any case where you could take a sample set of people, like, there's going to be a gradation between some people who aren't as bothered and some people who are way more bothered.
And, like, if you show media right now of someone working at fast food, they're going to be grumpy. They don't usually show happy fast food place people, which are the majority of fast food workers.
The literally worst episode of Buffy was when she was working in fast food.
Yep. That's so depressing.
Which is exactly the last episode that I watched on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't think
Double Meat Palace almost ruined that show for me.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was like, I don't know, maybe it was the worst episode, but it didn't bother, like, but it bothers me, but not because the show is bad, just because of the content bothered me.
Yeah, she, like,
well,
I don't know.
I don't want to see Buffy Summers, I know I'm digressing here, Buffy Summers doesn't have to work fast food. If you tell me she works personal security or something like that, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But you're a girl with that intelligence and talent should not be doing entry-level fast food.
Especially not at that time. It would make more sense now when, you know, most people are overqualified.
Especially since she does have experience working as a waitress.
Yeah.
It's true. She could have at least been a waitress. That would have been much less depressing and would have made more sense with the character.
At the same time, she was, you know, maybe she was punishing herself to some extent, too.
No, I know she'd been in heaven and everything else was hell, but you don't go to Double Meat Palace.
Which is funny because there wasn't any meat in the burgers.
Yeah.
Spoilers, Amber.
Also, it was the old woman. The old woman was the monster.
It's true. Ah,
and then she does eating. Spike, like, outside in the behind the dumpster at some point.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I've said penis-headed monster in the podcast. I guess we're done ever doing these podcasts again.
No.
So, no, we can still talk about fluff. Star Wars. I mean, better than it's pretty cool. Let me tell you about Star Wars.
Sorry.
It is a movie that has a female protagonist and an African-American protagonist and a very sexy Latino supporting actor and an adorable round robot.
I didn't know he was Latino. I guess
I was about to say it's to their credit that he wasn't played as like a spicy hot Latin, because that's kind of one of those stereotypes that we're not.
He was really in my imagination when he looks at Finn. He's like, my jacket, no, keep it. It suits you.
Oh yeah,
panties melted off. I wasn't even wearing panties at the time.
Yeah, no, that was one of my
preemptively melted off.
They did. They knew it was coming. They burst into flames.
Evaporated. Yeah, no, I did definitely like that there was no, you know, there's no question that shipping pair is just canon. Like, it's not even.
Even the actor who plays Poe is like, oh yeah, that's totally, I was playing as a romance.
Right. Except, I definitely say that Finn is confused.
Well,
he is polyamorous and bisexual.
Yeah, we'll see, he was brainwashed to be a stormtrooper, so he doesn't know what he is. He just knows that he likes things.
He does like things. And he's so excited about things, he's so sincerely excited, but he's not really the comedy relief.
That could have been very easily misplayed.
I also have to say that this is the first Star Wars movie where I did not feel that there were embarrassing racial caricatures being aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yes, you're right. We did still see, like, the weird little ones that are clearly Mexicans, like, piloting, but they're an established character.
Yeah,
so
we're stuck with them.
Fine.
I kind of liked the other scavenger guy. He had like a hood or something.
Right. He seemed like a Jawa to me. I don't know what he was.
Maybe.
But yeah, he didn't say anything, so I don't know why you like him. I'm sure there's an action figure of him. I'm sure there's an action figure of him before there was one of Rey.
Yeah, that's still, like, especially because it's not even remotely a question that she was the lead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah, but boys don't want to play with girls.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Which is why, like, you know, there's been nonstop anger about it.
But do you know who likes to play with girls as girls? And you know who actually is buying a lot? Do you know you can buy Star Wars stuff in Claire's?
Yeah, well, I know there's CoverGirl makeup.
Yeah, so you're clearly trying to pander to women finally. You wised up because you're Disney.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm saying it. Like, Disney is like, there's a market share to exploit, and exploit it we will. So, yeah, but I don't know why they're not originally like, girls, look, it's Rey! Look at her!
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Nerf lightsaber for you of hers. Even though hers is just Luke's.
Yeah. Was it pink?
Oh, God, it's not pink. It's blue, I think.
Well, the bow is pink.
Please stop.
What?
There's the bow, the Nerf bow.
Why would it...
I thought they put a bow on a lightsaber and I was going to die a little bit.
She did have like a bow and arrow for...
Yes, she has an awesome bow staff.
She does have a cool staff, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They could make a Nerf one of those, then. Might be pink.
Stop. There will be no pink.
Yeah, I was going to say, like Disney is very good at exploiting that, but that was kind of a fight between the companies that usually produce action figures have their own biases. Like, Disney won't make anything for girls that isn't pink, for the most part. Like, their princess lines are always very much, like this.
Yeah, when Mattel is all when they're like, we're going to come out with a doll of Merida from Brave. Look, she's wearing a pretty dress. It's like, did you watch your own movie? Because no, she's not.
Yeah, do you understand the character at all? No, you don't, because you're a toy company and you do everything by committee.
Reluctantly. You know she'd be rocking jeans if she could be.
Yeah.
They'd been invented in that world.
I guess they finally actually started putting out merchandise with Rey on it.
Yeah.
They're not making the same mistake that Avengers did, where it's like, Black Widow? Who's that? There's no Black Widow.
Yeah.
Do you mean Hawkeye? We have more stuff with Hawkeye. Yeah.
Although, it makes less sense to not have Rey in any of the things than it did to not have Black Widow. Because Black Widow and Hawkeye are both kind of joke characters in that lineup. But Rey is literally the main character from start to finish in this. Like,
I do also have to say that I genuinely cared about the path of both Rey and Finn. They had different paths, they collided, and I loved them both.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Well, all right, so if I do have complaints about it, it would be the same complaints I would have for anything J.J. Abrams has produced, and that's that there isn't actually a lot of character development in... other than them doing things like Finn's running away and then he's not running away anymore. And that's kind of like the extent of his character arc in the movie. And it's fine for what it is. But it's definitely, the actors I think definitely like put a lot more into it than was probably on the script or in the script. Cause like Finn does do a really good job of just being like that sort of completely naive, excited, from trauma to oh my god, food, and I don't know, I really like the scene where he's looking for water and he just starts drinking from the pig trough.
And it's disgusting, and then he goes back
because
he's thirsty. Which by the way, he doesn't get any water after that. Dying of thirst. Oh, hey, it's you. Right. Guess I'm good now.
Well, because after that point, it doesn't do anything for the story to worry about it.
Right, I don't see Rey urinate even once.
Nope. We don't even see where's the bathroom on the Millennium Falcon? We've never seen it.
Fine. I'd still just be very thirsty, though.
Yeah. But that's like a storytelling thing, is like, there are some things you don't need to show everybody every moment of what somebody's doing, and if it stopped being important to the story that Finn was like looking for water after he, you know, stumbled into town. But you know, before that he was just out in the desert with nothing.
And we can more or less assume that they probably gave him something to drink on the Millennium Falcon.
Oh yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, you don't start worrying about food for your characters until you put them in a situation where they can't get it easily.
Okay. So all the spacecraft in Star Wars. So it can all work both, like just driving around town and flying through space?
Well, yeah. See, that's where we get to the Star Wars doesn't care about physics thing. Because, no, like there's no, if your ships care about gravity at all, they can't do any of the things that you see them do in the movie.
Okay.
Like the Millennium Falcon would not be, you can't jump to light space within a planetary field or that close to the Earth. You can't fly a ship that looks like the Millennium Falcon and have it do anything other than like, you know, exceedingly slow turns.
I never ask myself if something is possible until after I've done it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the assumption is that, you know, all things that are capable of flying just have some sort of gravity bubble, like, that,
I don't know,
distorts things. I mean, even
visibly unable, like, unless their head is, like, visibly outside of the,
well,
like, the little fighters, yeah, right? Like, those can't, you can't leave planet with it. And her little red thing, you couldn't go off planet.
Well, no,
with.
TIE fighters can definitely enter and exit an atmosphere, okay, because we see,
well,
them,
yeah,
do
TIE
it.
Well, yeah, TIE fighters can.
Yeah, because, okay, we see them, they attack the temple and they go back up to the,
yeah,
to,
no,
the ship.
I know that. I mean,
X-Wings.
I mean,
not
in the
X-Wings?
Races. In the races.
Oh, the pod races.
Pod races. No. Like, those,
yeah,
don't go
probably
off
wouldn't
planet.
Take a pod to space.
Yeah.
No, but that probably has to do, but it also is clearly like or Rey's little speeder, like,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
clearly anti-gravity devices of some sort, and I'm sure, you know,
but you probably wouldn't go off planet with them.
No, and that is, yeah, a weird thing, is like an X-Wing is not much bigger than a TIE fighter, but an X-Wing can do like full intergalactic travel because Luke spends a lot of time in nothing but his X-Wing,
well,
going from system to system.
So you have to assume there's a toilet in there.
Yeah, whereas TIE fighters are, like, I don't even think they can jump to light speed. I think they're just very short range, fast, maneuverable, you know, attack craft. So, like, but again, the fact that there isn't much of a size difference means that, like, it's weird that,
yeah,
it's hard to tell what the technology is, other than just, like, George Lucas thought it would look cool.
Yeah.
Or whoever was designing his shit thought it looked cool.
And, you know, just because, like, bicycles and motorcycles, if, like, and, like, dirt bikes look the same technically.
They're about
similar
the same
size,
yeah,
and they have very different functionality.
And, well, and completely different, like, power systems and
yeah,
complexity levels.
So, like, you would have the same difference.
But maybe. Yeah, I think it, like, those differences change a little bit, like, the bigger the machine and the more what you're trying to do with it. You really can't, like, there's no way to have a remotely realistic technical manual for
true
Star Wars. Star Trek, you can, because, you know, it's,
they
even
did.
Though even though it still laughs at a lot of, like, physical laws and properties, like, it at least tries to base itself in you know, the real world,
and they have, you know, cell phones.
Well, yes, well, they helped invent cell phones in a way.
Yeah,
I know.
And iPads, but
I don't know. iPads might have been invented by Orson Scott Card.
But yeah, like, not work really. Drives are at least theoretically plausible, whereas, like, the light speed drives and. In Star Wars or not, and what the fuck is a blaster,
so,
even,
okay, what's what's warp, like, what's the difference between warp and light speed then? Is warp folding space?
Well, right, well, the main difference is that Star Trek spends a lot of time trying to explain how they can do that, and
uh-huh.
Star Wars is just
doesn't.
Like, that's a thing we can do.
Yep
everything can do it.
Oh,
your
we can do it,
but
from a planet.
You said light speed isn't theoretically possible.
Well, I meant the light
warp
speed
drives is.
and well, because the reason warp drives in Star Trek work is that they're you're cheating in a way. You're creating kind of like a differential bubble around your ship. So your ship is not actually traveling faster than the speed of light, but you're sort of changing the laws
space.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you're actually literally warping space, because, like, you can, if you, I'm trying to think of how it is, like if you, because space time is an actual, like the shape of it matters,
yeah.
and you know, if you change the shape,
so it's
of
just that in Star
the
Wars
ship,
they're supposedly moving at light speed.
Or again, it doesn't even bother to try to explain
true.
What they're doing. It's just you're jumping to light speed, and that's which. Wouldn't work for a galactic empire, because light is actually very slow once you get outside
true.
The solar system, so it must be, like, way faster than light,
or
but,
it's small,
or yes, or it's taking place in, like, a solar system,
yeah.
Which is not the case.
Could be the case, Daniel.
Other what's also funny is that, like Star Wars wouldn't even have to take place in a galaxy far, far away. It could just be, like, you know, in
next
a different
one.
Place of our galaxy.
It
vastly underestimates how big a galaxy is. That's okay. Everybody does. It's impossible to actually, like, grasp.
And to be fair, it's probably happening in an alternate reality.
Well,
if
it's
happening,
yes. Yes.
An alternate reality that is somehow linked to our own inventions.
Well,
could
see,
that be possible? I mean, sort of.
Given the many worlds interpretation, if every possible universe is an actual universe, or
then it exists.
Yes, but you know, it's a jump to be like it must, you know, to say anything about it really.
And in one universe, Finn and Poe get together, and in another universe, Finn and Rey get together.
Why not?
And in a third universe, none of them get together.
That's our universe. It's the darkest of all universes.
Oh, no! Or at the very least, there's a reality. There's an alternate reality of our universe where someone's created the fiction in each of those ways.
Well, again, I think it's just canon that Finn and Poe get together. But even from kind of thinking back and examining the movie itself, like, Finn's attachment to Rey is not... I don't necessarily think it could be something other than romantic. Like, it's not necessarily played that way.
It's a little bit, though. Like, he's automatically peacocking a little bit, being like, oh, yeah, totally a resistance fighter.
Yes. Totes. Yes, but also, like, I don't think it's as strong of a connection or a reaction. It's more like, oh, I'm supposed to be peacocking because it's a lady, but he doesn't look at her the way that he looks at...
Right. And when Poe sees him again on the planet, like, Poe practically jumps into his arms.
Yeah. Yes. I'm definitely not debating Poe's
so good
attraction to Finn. Some of it might be partially that the actor who plays Poe wants to stay on the movie.
And I want him to now.
Exactly. Yeah, so he has to stand out somewhere, or he just forgotten character.
Right. He'd be Wedge or Biggs. Or...
Finn's character, I think, is somewhat confused and youthful because he's stunted slightly by being raised by stormtroopers. All right.
Do you want to be depressed?
Okay.
So this, if this follows what would be standard story physics... Poe's going to die. Like, there's no question about that. He's the cool leader of the fighter wing team. He's going to have to die to give that position to somebody else. If this follows, like, what would be, you know,
standard
practice. Like the basic,
especially if he's 2 weeks away from retirement.
Yes, or
has, like, a child or a small niece,
or declares his love for the one character, and the one character's like, oh yes, I'm ready to reciprocate, and it'll be like, okay, when you come back
I'll give you a real kiss. Ah, that means you died.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yep. So that means that Poe will declare his love of Finn.
I don't know, and they'll kiss, and then Poe will die.
Yes. Probably.
And then Finn will kiss someone else, and then they'll die too.
Well, that's...
you're thinking of anime.
That would be how they were going to force... Spoilers. If they were going... Yeah. Yeah, fucking Gurren Lagann. I did finally watch that. It has good elements, yes. It's also very problematic.
How is it problematic?
All out the ass. Like, all right, so you were trying to argue that Yoko... You're like, oh, she's eye candy throughout the entire thing. She
so
plays
cool.
Exactly the role that yeah, she's sort of cool, but she's also explicitly like I'm here for my tits to jiggle and to, like, you know, thrust my crotch into the screen all the time because it's studio Gainax, which again is fine and would be fine if that weren't like the only role that female characters of that type are allowed to play. Like, there's no reason that the story of Gurren Lagann couldn't have been following her rather than the other guy, except that they were like, no, boys are the ones that are the heroes.
It's true, boys are the heroes.
Boys are the heroes. Well, she's the hero, too.
Not really. She's a support character. That's all she is. That's, she never rises above that. She doesn't even kill I don't think she defeats, like, two enemies in a side mission. Like, that happens in memory. We don't even see it directly on screen. And then she comes back to help the main hero do his thing because he's the only one that can do it because he's a boy. And he has a special drill.
He does have a special drill. His drill will pierce the heavens, Daniel.
Right, but only because the author decided that it's going to be a boy that's this character and doing this. There's nothing about...
They get points for killing off the boy eye candy.
The fucking idiot who's he's like supposed
awesome.
To be the how
don't believe in
what way
believe in the me that believes in you.
The only way anything gets done in that anime, like, it's plot armor the anime. There's no reason any of this should succeed other than that that's exactly what the author decided was going to happen against all odds. And even though I give it, it has a good story. It's a really good thing. If I had seen it when I was younger, before I had my tiny inkling of understanding of feminist issues, sort of, like, I would have loved it unquestioningly, especially if I'd seen it after seeing like Neon Genesis Evangelion, mm-hmm. which is a whole other pile of steaming goodness and or crap. He's still making those, by the way.
Wow.
Like they haven't, because he started doing a remake of the series, mm-hmm. like the third, his third and final one, and is still working on it.
Wow.
It'll be the third the third time that they've remade that whole
probably
set up. But anyways, like contrasting those two would be really, really good.
Should watch it again.
So Seeger and Logan, enjoy it, but you know, acknowledge that it has problems. Especially if you like
looking at Ted.
Yeah, I guess.
And or girls with cool eye pupils.
I'm gonna bring you back to Star Wars.
Okay.
You just watched me do it. You notice how Rey is not sexualized, like, even a little bit? Even yes. The villain's not, yes. Like, oh, but you're just a girl.
There's a tiny bit of the rape threat when she's in the chair, but it's not, like, it's very clear that it's just a passing thing. It's not explicitly like, oh, what I'm going to do to you is going to be so awful.
Right.
And
I feel like he did the same or worse to Poe.
Yes. Yes. No. I agree with that 100%.
McEmo.
Aww.
No. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. They did an exceptional job of not, you know,
I don't know, like,
putting her in the slave bikini.
Yes. Yes.
If anything, she might have been a binder. Outfit. It might just be how the lines are.
Or they just actually cast an actress who doesn't have giant breasts. True. Which I'll have to look on the
internet. I don't think Daisy Ridley has giant breasts.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's also, like, shape-based.
Yeah. But she's covered in, like...
Yeah, her exactly. outfit was, so like, yeah, just desert. Just,
like, her outfit, desert wrapping.
So, yes, no, I agree. They should definitely get credit for that. Although I was going to say, if there is a major flaw for this movie, it's that it's not Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, it's true. It could be, but
there are too few pregnant women getting hit by cars. I'm sorry.
It's true. Oh, so funny enough, George Miller recently has said in a statement in an interview that he's not going to be making any more of them.
No.
But while he was like, I don't know, part of his phrase about like these movies and getting all these actors together and naming all these characters, like, he does not name Mad Max at all. He makes reference to a bunch of these characters and actors and, like, doesn't even reference Mad Max, even though he's talking about not doing another Mad Max movie, which I thought was interesting and notable.
Were they doing a Furiosa one, or was that just wishful thinking?
They were. He apparently has decided it's too much work.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Definitely sorry, but also kind of glad. Like, I think it's perfectly fine if that is the last Mad Max movie we have.
It's kind of sad not to do it just because you don't want to do the work, though.
Well,
especially because I'm sure there are hundreds of people who would jump at the chance of doing the work.
Yes, but that is that's another question, is like, would somebody other than George Miller be able to
do it well?
Yes. And in a perfect world, we'd let four people try it out until somebody got it right. Or oh dear.
I have two things to add. One, Daisy Ridley does not seem to have very large breasts, which is fine. They look fine for her shape.
Right, which is notable only in that that's unusual for a lead actor, right. An actress playing a lead character.
Although, it's not like Natalie Portman. Was she buxom?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
Well, I just mean their shape. Like, they weren't, she wasn't in a modern day bra, is what I'd say.
Yeah.
However, I'm shocked. They stopped because I was shocked. There's a site called measurements.me that has the measurements and body shape and such and annual worth of a variety of actresses. So I can report that her measurements are 32, 24, 34.
Huh.
Or in centimeters, 81, 61, 86. Her bra size is a 32B.
Huh.
I see.
I don't know how they measured this. Her weight is 119 pounds.
Weird. We're very similar, me and her.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's heavier than me, though.
Yes, she is. Her star sign is Aries. Her net worth is $500,000. Her annual salary is $60,000.
She is my sister's star sign.
Because
$60,000.
At the moment. Did you know, you may have, but I don't know if our listeners did, that Harrison Ford got paid 18 to 20 times more than the main actors in the movie?
I think I did read about
that's great.
Why, just because he's cool?
Because he's Harrison Ford.
Because
he's Harrison Ford and he's playing Han Solo.
Yeah.
And it's the last time he'll be in the movie.
Yeah, he ordered that he would be killed.
Yeah, well, apparently...
Which is always what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No carbonate. Kill me.
Make it permanent.
Yeah.
And George is like, no, but I need more money.
Who's gonna buy action figures of someone who is dead?
I will. So I can kill him more. Just flick him off things.
Yeah, actually, that was another thing I was kind of surprised about, too, is, like, I wasn't bothered by seeing old Han Solo. Like, it's really hard to tell with Harrison Ford, because I've seen him, like, in Conan interviews and things like that, and it's impossible to tell if he gets the joke or not, but I think he actually does.
I think he does, too.
Well, I think he just likes being impenetrable and cranky and pretending like he doesn't get it. But because he's been on Conan a couple of times, and it's always confusing and hard to tell if, like, you know.
I saw him on some talk show, and I might have been Conan, and the host is like, if we give you money, will you tell us something about the new Star Wars? And he's like, how much? And then I hand over the money, and he puts it in his jacket. He's like, here they're making a new one.
So what did we think of Carrie Fisher's Leia? Because that's apparently another, like, point of contention. Some people are bothered by how she looks, because...
I don't know why.
I don't like her that much in this.
I don't like Leia much as a character, period. True. But I thought she seemed fine.
Yeah.
What about how she looks? What don't they like about how she looks?
She's aged.
Yeah, but also, like, some people think she did Botox or did, like, had some plastic surgery, which...
It's still a personal choice, you know?
Right, and not unplausible for a former princess who's leading a galactic rebellion in either direction.
I mean, my problem with her is just that I found her slightly boring and not very good actressy in this.
Yeah.
But she's not important.
Star Wars, but she's also in Star Wars. So.
Right. Well, she... and see, I don't know. It might be time to, like, revisit the movies, because I have not seen them in a long time.
True.
And they're releasing the unedited original trilogy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Without, like, all the goofy...
Like, it feels to me... Shit. Like, I don't know her career or anything, but it feels to me like she moved on from what she was doing, and now they're calling her back, and she just isn't as good as she would have been. As opposed to Harrison Ford, who has been acting the entire time.
She's done things.
She might have been, and I just don't follow it.
No, I mean, I remember her being on 30 Rock.
Okay.
So that's the last time.
True.
So I haven't really followed her career, whereas Harrison Ford, he was Indiana Jones. I feel like, you know, back in the day, there weren't as many roles for women.
True.
There wasn't a Lara Croft. There wasn't Indiana Jones.
Was kind of Princess Leia, and not much else.
Like, I believe her more as Kylo Ren's mother than as the rebellion leader, maybe, in some cases.
Although, like, we do also barely see her. Because, like, in the original movies, like, she's a kind of a main character also. Like she's fighting and shooting and punching things.
And leading nations.
I do know Carrie Fisher's done a lot of, like, writing and directing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So that could be, we're not used to her in front of the camera anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and she may not, you know.
And I mean, I still like her, you know.
Yeah. Well, definitely, like.
Like, she might have been able to be played better by someone else.
Right.
What?
She's Peter Griffin's boss on Family Guy.
Oh, wow.
She's been on 20 episodes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So again, she did voice work much like her brother did, Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
They're not actually brothers, though.
Sure they are. Are they screen brothers.
They're not brothers.
Screen
Tom.
Siblings.
Siblings.
They're screen brothers. Yeah, she's done some acting.
Good.
Yeah, I do, like, given the age of the original trilogy cast, like, I will not be surprised at all if we don't see Luke and or Leia die in the next movie either.
No, I don't think that's the plan.
I don't think like Luke will, because I kind of like, I liked his intense looks. I like that.
That was all he did.
He didn't say anything.
It was so good, though.
He just turned around.
I like, and especially because it must have been, like, they must not have even given him, like, any specific direction. I think it's just, like, look at her significantly, was all the script said.
How long am I doing this? We're just going to film it for, like, 5 minutes, and we'll just cut in the best part.
Yeah.
And then they showed all 5 minutes.
Aww.
Along with, like, the helicopter.
I do have to say, the first time I saw Star Wars, because I've seen it twice now, people clapped at the end, and then an old woman got up behind me and said, I think they're setting it up for a sequel. And I just loved her to bits right there.
You don't say, madam. What if I told you that there's...
I feel like they're setting it up for as many as they can possibly
make. They're going to milk this at least one a year forever.
Yeah, although, but again, if they're, as long as they're unyoking it from the original trilogy while hopefully creating like a living universe, I'm not super upset about that. It could very easily go south, though. All it would require is like one, you know, bad director who's like, no, I think George was right.
Oof.
Or... Yeah.
But, and they are doing different directors now. Like, it won't be J.J. Abrams in the next one. It's someone else.
Which, yeah, like, I'm also sort of okay with, like...
They did that with Harry Potter, mostly.
Yeah.
Speaking... I don't like how they directed Harry Potter, though. But, okay. Speaking of Disney milking things for all they're worth, is there going to be a Frozen 2?
Of course there is.
When?
We'll probably go direct to video, just like Beauty and the Beast 2, and the sequel to Aladdin, and
did the sequel to Aladdin go straight to video? I had it on Laserdisc.
Yes, well, for one thing, Robin Williams refused to do it, I believe, and they had a like some other guy.
Huh.
They had a sound alike for the animated series, and I believe he also did the genie for the sequel.
But what about the third one and the fourth one?
No, those didn't exist. You're making things up now.
No, I watched them. They're good.
Yeah.
I like Aladdin.
I remember the animated series not being terrible.
That was pretty good, too.
But that's, again, like, I can't trust my memory of that
and
time.
And his dad was in some of them? You should watch the original Aladdin series.
Oh, does he find his father? Does his father, like throw the evil emperor down a well after getting shot in the face with lightning?
No, I think Jafar is mostly done by then. But there's like a 40 Thieves thing. I think his father might be one of them. Final thoughts, Tom!
My final thought is, as a child, I had like the entire run of Star Wars toys. And I put them in a paper grocery bag and my mother threw them out.
Oh god.
Mm.
I would be so rich right now. Yeah. I don't know how you do that. How you throw out hundreds of dollars of action figures. We were not rich, but they did this.
Well, you know, paper bags. It happens. It's happened to the best of us.
I guess so. Daniel, final thoughts.
Undertale is amazing. Play it right now, but don't do the genocide run, you monster. Just watch somebody else do it on YouTube.
Recently. Or do everything else and then do it.
Yeah. Well, I guess. But yes. Holy shit. Y'all.
Amber, final thoughts.
I miss David Bowie.
We all miss David Bowie as an idea, knowing he was in the world.
Yeah. Goodbye, Moon Men. Goodbye. That wasn't actually David Bowie, but it was clearly a tribute to him.
I accept that. Say goodbye, Amber.
Goodbye, David Bowie.